Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, open with me. Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 36. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her who is called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Lord, this is your word, not the word of any man. Please breathe upon it. Empower your word. Touch our hearts. Enlarge our hearts. Prepare us to receive, to conceive all that you created us for. Make my mouth like the pen of a ready writer. Let me say your will and your will alone. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. I told us last week, don't let anybody lie to you. You are already favored. God has already favored you. He has already favored you to do what he created you for. Hallelujah. You don't need anybody's permission to do the will of God. You don't need anybody's permission to be all that God created you to be. Praise the Lord. When Mary received that salutation and she received the instructions of the assignment, or as it were, the prophetic utterance, she said, "How shall this be, seeing that I know not a man?" In other words, she was saying, "I have never done this before. I have never been this way before. I am a virgin. I am a virgin." Let me tell you something. It does not matter if you have had two children, one child, or none. You are a virgin. How do I mean? Pastor, what are you talking about? What God wants you to do? You are a virgin in that area. You've never been there before. You don't know how to do it. You've never done it before. Praise the Lord. What God wants you to manifest, or what God wants to manifest through you, you've never done it before. And it's going to take God and your agreement to bring it to fruition. Mary was like, "I'm not qualified. I'm inadequate. I feel very inadequate. And I don't know anybody that God calls. I don't know anybody that God wants to use that feels adequate." Go through your Bible. You will see them all very, very inadequate, feeling unqualified. The story of Moses quickly comes to mind. Moses gave every excuses in this world. "I can't speak. I'm this, I'm that. Who is going to go with me? But God said, I'm going to use you. Praise the Lord. You know what? What God wants to do through you, the reason why you feel inadequate is simply because what God wants to do through you is bigger than you. It's bigger than your imagination. Mary could not imagine it. Having a baby without laying with a man. What are you talking about? It's against the law of nature that I will be pregnant and yet I have not slept with a man. What are you talking about? And the angel said, Mary, don't worry. God is going to do it. Any great thing that God wants you to do, you can't do it yourself except God shows up for you. Except God gets involved. Somebody say, Father. Say, Father, get involved in my destiny. In Jesus' name. You will require God's involvement. I remember when God told me to come to Kansas City, where I know no man. I told you, those of you who know the story, I never knew anybody in this city. And God said, go. I came the first time with my friend, all the way from Dallas. We drove, came into downtown, and we drove around. We slept overnight. We left the following day after driving around the mall. My heart was palpitating. I'm like, Lord, silently, are you sure this is the place? So, we came back the second time after a couple of weeks or months because I traveled around. On our way back, I said, bro, the truth of the matter is I'm scared. I'm afraid. You know? I think my friend was like, well, if God is not saying that, I know God said it, but I don't want to go there. The people I spoke to, they even said, are you out of your mind? What is in Kansas City? There are only cows. There's nothing there. It's only grass. I say, well, maybe God is asking me to go and preach to grass. I'll go and preach to grass. But my heart was go to LA. Maybe the fire burning in LA now will have burnt our church. Who knows? May God save those who are in LA. In Jesus' name. To cut a long story short, I went to God again in prayer. Lord, I don't know anybody. Is that your problem? God said, but you know me. That gave me so much confidence. God said, you know me. Don't worry. I'm going to be involved. And all the way till now, even at the time you don't know that I wanted to throw in the towel and say, I'm done. God will show up and say, no, I'm still here. You are not done. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Your assignment in life, that dream that God gave you that is troubling you, that is shaking you, it needs God's involvement. The quicker you connect with Him, the quicker it will come to fruition. In Jesus' name. Mary asks and say, how? How? How am I going to have a child? How am I going to get pregnant? How? And the angel answered, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. Moses also asked at the burning bush. He asked how. He needed insight. While God was giving him instructions, if you read Exodus chapter 3 and 4, you'll find it there. And God answered him. God said, I'm going to be involved. God had to give him names he has never given anybody before.
God had to tell him things he has never told anybody before. Okay, if I go there and say, who sent me? And they ask me, who sent me? Who should I say? He said, I am that I am. He's never told anybody before. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Then God said, in Psalm 32, verse 8, you need to listen to this carefully. He says, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. Satan wanted to destroy this work even before it was birthed. I came because God said I should come. I'm going to tell you this story. How many times you have heard it? Because I can't deny it. Praise the Lord. For the sake of those who have not heard it, maybe it will help you somehow. I had a car. The dealer's tag is expiring. I had no papers. I was a British citizen, but no standing in America. I went to the DMV. I wanted to tag my car. The woman said, where are your papers? She didn't ask me the paper of the car first. I said, I don't have it yet. She said, if you don't leave, I'll call police. Ah! I got into the car. I said, Lord, you know, I was where I was. You told me that I should come here. You have told me to come here since 2000. Now I am agreeing with you in 26. They say I should go, which is to say, this church is not going to happen. So, I'm going to go to the police myself and tell them that I'm a pastor here on assignment by God and I need to tag my car. Because this car has to take me from location to location where I will be preaching to people. And even those cashiers at Walmart who will see me and run, I will still be preaching to them. I was on my way to the police station. Then the Holy Spirit spoke to me. He directed me to the address that I'd seen before. It was right on the seat. I looked at it. He said, Main Street. He said, go there. That's how I detoured from going to the police. And I went to Main Street on the way to St. Joseph. Out of town. I got in there. It was another woman. I said, I want to tag my car. The same day, she said, where are the papers for the car? I gave it to her. I was speaking in tongues. Underneath my breath, she began to type. She was fixing everything. She said, how many years do you want? I said, how many years can I have? She said, 2 years. I said, yes, 2 years. She said, it will cost so, so, and so. I said, no problem. I brought out the money I paid. She gave me the tag to the car. She didn't ask me for papers. You know, I told you before, as she handed them over to me, I tiptoed out. It was like I backed out. The door was right there. It was like I backed out like this. As soon as I opened the door, I ran before you. Oh, hey, where's your paper? Don't tell me that was a coincidence. That was God right there in action. Praise the Lord. That was God. And when I needed to get married. I was single for things that are not my fault. And I'll go to the market myself. I'll be sleeping on the couch. I have a bedroom. I'll come back from church. I'll sleep on the couch. I'll wake up at midnight. I'll be hungry. I'm like, Lord, how long am I going to do this? How long? How long, Lord? Then there were ladies in church who wanted to marry me, single pastor. And I'm like, no, these ones, they will kill division. No. I'm like, no way. So one Sunday, I knelt down in the church. I asked all of them, all of you, please pray for me that God will send me my wife. That was a way to signal to everybody that my wife is not here. Some people left the church. You know. And that was how I met my wife. I'm not going to go into that story. That will be another day. If you want to hear it, see me. Buy the ticket. Amen. Praise the Lord. The thing is, if you are willing to submit to the will of God, if you are willing to submit, God will walk through you. That's the whole point. God is not going to ask you and I something. He's not going to ask us to do something that does not require Him working it out with us. If you can do it by yourself, then check very well. You are not in the center of the will of God. The will of God is too big. The will of God is too strong. The will of God is so heavy. The will of God sometimes can confuse you. You will need God to show up for you. You will need God to speak for you. You will need God to lead you and to direct you. That's how Mary felt. She was confused. She was confused. The will of God will make you depend on God. Every day for this church, I depend on God. Every day. Every day. Every day. Hallelujah. Another point is, in moving things forward, is that when it comes to the will of God, the assignment, the dream that God has given you, you are going to need other people. Praise the Lord. Apart from you needing God, you are going to need other people. For example, this cannot be a church if you are not here. Praise the Lord. The work, some of the things that are being done in this church, there's no way I can do it myself. Am I the one going to play keyboard and sing? I like to sing. I don't know how to play keyboard. I don't know how to play the drums. Am I going to be the one being the pastor and being the usher? Praise the Lord. You need other people. Don't hug God's purpose for your life to death. You need people. And I'll show you the kind of people that you need. Praise the Lord. There are people that God has prepared for your assignment. When Moses was like, you know, actually, I don't know how to talk, you know. I'm a stammerer. God said, don't worry. Look at your brother, Aaron. It's coming. You speak. Tell Aaron. No matter how long it takes you to tell him what you want to say. Aaron will tell Pharaoh. Aaron will be your mouthpiece. God prepares other people for your assignment. Praise the Lord. And that was where the angel gave Mary information about Elizabeth. Elizabeth was her cousin. I'm sure they were close. But Mary had not visited. In those days, there was no telephone. There was no cell phone. There was no way she would have known. Elizabeth was living in a different place. There was no way she would have known that Elizabeth was pregnant. Praise the Lord. But it was that angel, Angel Gabriel, that gave Mary that information. Hallelujah. It's like, Mary, you can relate with Elizabeth. Elizabeth, your cousin. This is her sixth month in pregnancy. If Mary knew that, the angel would not have told her. It was the same angel who came to Elizabeth's husband
and say, your wife is going to conceive. Hallelujah. You know that story. Amen. Elizabeth was pregnant in her old age. And that matters a lot when it comes to the issue of your dream, the issue of God's assignment in your life. God is going to bring different kind of people your way. Amen. There are mentors. A lot of people don't want mentors. You need mentors. Mentorship will cost you. You need to find a mentor. You need somebody who can help you nurture that dream. You need midwives who can help you birth that assignment. You can't do it alone. When you get into a new territory, you need to find somebody. God has prepared somebody in that territory. You need somebody. Maybe you need to take permission from them. Then you go and take permission. It's not as if they can hold you not to do what you want to do. Let me give you a story. When the Festival of Life in England was to start, there was this particular church that was making waves in those days. Making waves. Then the general overseer called the special assistant now and said, let's go. Let's go and see so-so and so person. They called the office of so-so and so pastor. And so-so and so pastor gave them 6 months appointment. Yes. 6 months appointment. And they waited the 6 months. So they went for the appointment. And they told the so-so and so person, they are here. He made them sit and wait for at least 30 minutes. Before he now said, go and call them in. He was sitting at his desk, the so-so and so pastor. When daddy came in with the SATGO, that is the special assistant to the general overseer now, for UK and Ireland. They came in. He stood by his desk. He sat down. Or stood and sat, whatever. And daddy said, well, we're here because we want to start so and so and so and so. So we need your blessing. And daddy prostrated for him. The sad girl was angry. How dare you prostrate for this one? And daddy said, just bless us. He too sat down there and stretched forth his hand. And they left. They sat go nudge Daddy Gio. Daddy, why? How come? And Daddy said, no, don't worry. Now we have taken over. Today, that so-so and so cannot do most things without calling Pastor Deboy. Now when he sees that, he prostrates. Amen. There are different kinds of people. When I came to Kansas City, the pastor that was pastoring a Redeemed Christian Church of God in Missouri was in St. Louis. So we sent for, we called. He said, don't worry, I'll meet you in Kansas City. He came to the hotel where we were. This is my intention here. What do you say? He said, go ahead. But know that many people have come here and they left. It's not an easy place. Thank you. By the grace of God, it is easy for us. I say, by the grace of God, it is easy for us. In Jesus' mighty name. There are mentors who have gone ahead of. You see, it doesn't mean that you cannot overtake your mentors. I, as a father, my prayer is that my children will surpass me in every which way. They will be bigger than me. I don't want my children to be far behind.
and I'm right in front. No. I'd rather be behind them. And I'll be seeing them succeeding. You will all succeed in Jesus' name. I say you will all succeed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It's going to be my joy when you share your great testimony. Look at what the Lord has done for me. And I'll be so happy. Hallelujah. I can't envy you. God forbid. God forbid. Amen. Elizabeth had gone ahead of Mary. Mary, from the moment the angel spoke, she became pregnant. The pregnancy did not start the following day. The pregnancy did not start 1 week later. The pregnancy started immediately. Mary said, "Let it be unto me according to your word." Immediately she became pregnant. And Elizabeth had been pregnant for 6 months. Amen. Elizabeth was older. She was also carrying a miracle baby. Though there's no comparison to the baby Elizabeth was carrying and to the one Mary just got pregnant with. Praise the Lord. That is to say, you know what? You can't compare John the Baptist to Jesus. Amen. Somebody may have gone ahead of you. It doesn't matter. But when you come, when God starts with you, yours will be greater. Yours will be mightier. Yours will be more celebrated. If you believe me, shout a good amen. Amen. Elizabeth, she was more advanced in her assignment than Mary. So she could teach Mary. And that's the person that God connected Mary to. Ask yourself, if anybody is going to understand Mary, who else will understand her? It's only Elizabeth. Amen? And it's not just in the pregnancy. Yes, Elizabeth is pregnant. She knows what pregnancy means. Amen? But look at it this way. This is a girl, just barely out of her teenage years. Now she's pregnant in a small village where every eye will see her. They will see her going through money sickness. They will see how she's waddling and walking. Some people know when you are pregnant. The moment they see you, they know something did there. There's a bun in the oven. Amen. When my wife was pregnant with our youngest child, she didn't tell me anything. One day we're having a meeting, minister's meeting. She was sitting on my left and I was looking at her like, this woman is glowing. Something did, yeah. So when we got, I'm like, you pregnant? How come? You know? She too was like, I don't know. Now you just got that. You know? Yeah, it's by the Holy Ghost. No, you lie. It was the work of my aunt. Praise God. Amen. The best person for her to relate with will be Elizabeth. Because people will have looked at Elizabeth in a strange way. Look at this old woman with big belly. Look at this old woman walking like a penguin. Look at this. At your age, you are pregnant. You mean you are still doing it? At your age, when she didn't have, they talked. Now she's pregnant. They talked. She was old enough to know how to ignore them. So she's the only person Mary could have matched up with who will teach Mary how to ignore gossipers, how not to allow their words to affect her. She's the one who will know how to cover Mary and help her understand what she's going to, because Elizabeth too was carrying a miracle baby. She's the only one who can believe Mary. When Mary said, I don't know a man, it's the Holy Ghost. An angel came. Really? That's how an angel came to my husband too. And that night, that old man, I didn't know what came upon him, but something happened. We didn't sleep all night.
Let me tell you something. You are married. You get to a particular age. They say you have erectile dysfunction. When you have the anointing, when the Holy Ghost come upon you, there will be no dysfunction. Hallelujah. And I pray that there will be no dysfunction in your life. There will be no dysfunction in your family. Is somebody getting something? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So she understood Mary. And she's the only one. When Mary starts morning sickness, I understand. Auntie, why is this happening to me? Don't worry. It's part of the process. Your body is changing. The seam of my clothes, they are tightening me. Don't worry. Is the baby growing? I feel deep. Don't worry. Is the baby kicking? Am I ready to give birth? No. It's too early. She's the one who will tell her these are the kind of food you can eat. I pray that God will give you the right people that will mentor your destiny, that will mentor your assignment to fruition in Jesus' name. It's important for you to look for matured minds. Matured minds who can help you nurture your assignment. Not people who will be jealous of it and want to kill it. Somebody who has not been where you are going. How can they help you get to where you are going? Take it to somebody who can help you get there. Don't take your dream to dream killers. Take it to dream nurturers. Is somebody listening to me? Is somebody listening to me? Elizabeth was an evidence of what God can do. Very soon, you will be an evidence of what God can do. Mary too was an evidence of what God can do. And both of them couldn't doubt each other. I say very soon you will be an evidence of what God can do. Not necessarily in pregnancy, but in whatever God has created you to give back to, you will do it in Jesus' name. Let me tell you something, church. And this is important. Some of you know Pastor Taiwo, Pastor Shego, and there are a few others who are not here. And some are here. Relationship. You can write it down. Relationship is key to life. Relationship is key to life. Don't burn those bridges. Don't burn it. You will be as blessed as the people you hang around with. If you are around gossipers, you too, you will soon become gossipers. If you hang around complainers, you end up being a complainer. Complainers don't get anything. They are never satisfied. If you hang around poor people, guess what will happen? Hello? Come on, answer me. Hello? You'll be poor. Telling you. You don't have now. Think about how to connect with people that have. They are the ones that will help you. They will give you insight. They will give you insight. Instead of us hanging around those who have so that they can help us to know, we will abuse them. See, look at the car he's riding. Only God knows where they stole the money from. This and that. And then you say, Lord, oh God, give me a car. No, I can't. You can't appreciate that one. Somebody sent me a video of a man in England, full regalia with his wife. Horse-drawn chariot with the signet of the queen. And the video had no caption. I don't even know what I was watching. I was just seeing a big man with his wife, well-dressed, and white people riding the horses to pull them, and people were celebrating and clapping for them. So I sent a question to the person who sent it to me. What am I looking at? Who is that? And the next thing she sent to me was, those are the people that squandered. That's how they squandered Nigerian money. I didn't reply. And then before I knew it, another video came in saying, oh, that is the new ambassador of Nigeria to the United Kingdom.
She just went, he went to present his papers to the queen. So the queen had to make horse-drawn chariot available for him. You see how we misinterpret things? We quickly form opinions when we have no information. Hang out with people who are well, doing well. Then you too, you start doing well. Poor people will tell you how they are not getting their salary paid. They will tell you how bad their jobs are, how bad their bosses are. You too, you will join them. And before you know it, you'll be like a crow and you are not going nowhere. I pray that God will make you an eagle and you will soar high in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you are getting something, say a good amen. Amen. I'm going to close shortly. Another point to note is, no matter how strange God's assignment may be, you must see possibilities. You must see possibilities. You are going to be pregnant. How? Without lying with a man? The Holy Ghost is going to come upon you. I don't even know the Holy Ghost we are talking about. How does he look like? Is he going to come in a suit? Is he tall? Is he short? I don't know him. But Mary said, well, be it unto me, I'm your handmaiden. Let it be to me according to your word. I may not understand it, but I see possibilities. Hallelujah. It's important to see possibilities in the things that God is asking you to do. When God says give, you may not understand why. Do it. When God says wake up and pray, you may not understand why. Rise up and pray. When God says stand, stand. Even if you don't know why he's saying you should stand. Mary said, be it unto me according to your word. I want you to note this and write this down. Faith is your ability to conceive possibilities. Faith is your ability to conceive possibilities. What and sound, if you can write it on the screen, that would be nice. Faith is your ability to conceive possibilities. The Bible says in Luke chapter 1 verse 37, for with God nothing will be impossible. For with God, nothing will be impossible. For with God, no thing will be impossible. Somebody say, I am possible. Say it like you mean it. Say it with confidence. I am possible. You know, when we are reading our opening of Heaven's Declaration, it gets to a point where it says, I cannot fail. I cannot fall. I don't say it like that. I cannot fail. And I will not fall. Emphatic. The Bible says, don't give room to the devil. Devil has no room here. Hallelujah. Matthew 19 also says, but Jesus looked at them and said to them, with men, this is impossible. But with God, all things. Somebody say all things. Minus nothing. You are not saying it well. Say all things. Minus nothing. Is possible with God. Hallelujah. Another thing to note is this. Unbelief. Please write it on the screen for us, please. Unbelief. If you can do it in capitals. As we said, faith is one's ability to conceive possibilities. Unbelief is the killer of possibilities. Unbelief is the killer of possibilities. And unbelief is the killer that will not allow you to partake of possibilities. By this time tomorrow, there will be more than enough. Somebody didn't believe it. And the prophet said, well, you will see it, but you won't partake of it. The Bible says all those who do not believe, they will not enter into his rest. I pray that God will give you the grace to believe. In Jesus' mighty name, tell your neighbor, nudge your neighbor and say, neighbor, come on, say, neighbor, don't let your mind interfere with God's instructions. Don't let your mind interfere with God's instruction. Another point, and I'll close with this, to note is this. We must be quick to act on God's instructions. Don't procrastinate. Don't say, I'll think about it and see if it's something I want to do when God is saying you should do it. Be quick to act on God's instruction. Mary became pregnant. Immediately she agreed. And you know the next thing she did? Without wasting time, the information the angel told her, Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant. She knew immediately, I am packing to Elizabeth's house. I'm going. I like the way the Message Bible puts it. Luke chapter 1, verse 39 to 45. Mary didn't waste a minute. She got up and traveled to a town in Judah, in the hill country, straight to Zechariah's house, and greeted Elizabeth. Mary moved away immediately from prying eyes, because if she's not careful, she's going to begin to tell people, do you know I saw an angel? And the angel said, I'm going to be pregnant. Some people will slap her. They'll say, if you don't leave my prayer, I'll slap you to reality. You must be dreaming. And if this thing begins to show, I better leave this place. She moved away from prying eyes. The man of God said, borrow vessels, not a few. And when you have the vessel, shut the window. Shut the window and begin to pour from the small jar into the big one. And when that one is full, pour into another one. If you open your window and everybody can see you, they can kill it all. Your testimony has not finished cooking. You carry microphone. Go about. You know, 5 million is coming for me. Oh, hey. This, that. If you see this, if you see that, and then you begin to wait. And then you are waiting. I've told you time and time again. Let me repeat it to you. The heart of a man is more wicked than any voodoo that anybody can do. People's mind towards you can kill your expectation. So it's not everything you open your mouth and start telling people. She moved away from the people who can doubt her integrity. You are pregnant by the Holy Spirit. You this girl, you this fornicator. Liar. You are a liar because they don't know it. Because they don't understand it. In order to avoid that, she had to move away. She had to leave the familiar. The people she grew up around. The village she knew well. Because they can doubt her integrity. And let me tell you, when I was preparing this note this morning, I wrote this down. One of the worst things that can happen in everybody's life is when you are speaking the truth and no one believes you. You know how it feels? Like, it's the truth. Say, no, you're a liar. No, it's the truth. Huh?
For Mary, they are going to be like, what you are saying is not possible. Because they have not experienced it before does not mean what your experience is a lie. You may deny what I say, you can't deny my experience. Praise the Lord. You can deny what I say, but you can't deny my testimony. Hallelujah. You can't deny my testimony. So be careful. Because when you take your dream to the right people, guess what they'll do? As much as Mary wanted to protect that big dream, that big pregnancy, that great thing inside her, she had to find somebody who can help her protect it. Hallelujah. I pray. I want you to rise on your feet. I want you to rise. It's time for us to pray. I have a lot of things to say, but my time is way past. I know that God has deposited something great inside you. Some of you are struggling today based on what God implanted within you because you went to tell the wrong people. And their heart that is not right with you. You know, my father in the Lord said during the Congress, he went to visit a friend or somebody he thought was a friend. And they were welcoming him. Oh, sit down. What do you want? Pepsi, this, that. And the Lord spoke to him and said, this person doesn't like you. And he had opened himself up. It was the same year that person now challenged him and said, from the first day I saw you, I didn't like you. Somebody has said that to my face before. Since when I saw you, I didn't like you. I was taken aback. Really? But today, they are calling me. They want me to be useful for them. Oh, yes, we need you. We need you. We need you. In the presence of all those who have hated you, God is going to elevate you. Your amen is not good because I didn't shout. I say in the presence of those who don't like you, who hated you, God is going to elevate you. Amen. Hallelujah. Those who have sneered at you, what is it doing? It's nothing. They will come and celebrate with you. Amen. All your mockers will celebrate with you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you have squandered an opportunity that God gave you. God is renewing His plan for your life right now. I say God is renewing His purpose for your life right now. Another opportunity is coming your way. And you will not squander that opportunity. The Lord will give you wisdom to protect it. The Lord will send you the right people to protect your dreams. The Lord will send you the right people to help you nurture your dreams. The Lord will send you the right midwives that will help you batch your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ.